Thursday, the 21st of January, Vov Shvat, Rabbi Matis Yahu Lawrence, Kiddush Lavona.
Good morning.
Vayomer Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim leimor. Kol Shbokhu said to Moshe and Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim leimor. Hachodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodoshim. This month should be for you Rosh Chodoshim. First, the head of the month, Rishon hu lachem. The Chodshi Ashrona should be the first one for you for the months of the year. So, the Gemara brings, in Sanhedrin, an interesting drosha. The Gemara starts off saying, Sanhedrin daf mem beis. Anybody who blesses the new month, he says a bracha on the chodesh bizmanoi in the right time, is kiilu he's mekabel pnei shchino. Kesiv hocha hachodesh hazeh, ukesiv hosom zeh kedi vanvehu. It says in the context of the chodoshim, the months, the losh in the pasuk is hachodesh hazeh lochem. And it says in the well-known pasuk in the show, "Zeh keli v'anveihu." And the Gemara is linking up these two pasukim because it says the word "zeh." Achodish ha-zeh lochem and "zeh keli v'anveihu." Because of that, says the Gemara, we learn kol emavorich al achodish bismanoi kiidum kabel pnei shchino. What is the connection between the two? Why is it that just because it says "zeh keli v'anveihu," this is my God and I will glorify Him? Why is it that from there we learn the concept of Kiddush Levona, what we call Kiddush Levona, which, by the way, some people say is a bit of a misnomer, is that the misnomer? Because we're not actually Mekadosh the Levona. Kiddush HaChodesh was what was done in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh to Mekadosh the month. Nowadays we don't actually do that. We are Mevorech the Levona. So it's really Birkas HaLevona. If you look in most places, they actually call it Birkas HaLevona. There are places that call it Kiddush Levona. Various different explanations are said why people colloquially call it Kiddush Levona. But really it's Birkas HaLevona. So where do we see it from this pasuk? So the Torah Tamima says, what is the comparison between Zeh Keli V'Anveihu and HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem? Inyan HaShivui, what is the comparison? The Histamus, again the comparison. The similarity has always. Yesh loyma mishum di inyan chidush halavonu moira alan hogas hakodesh baruch hu es lo'ilom. What is the concept of chidush levona? Seeing the new month, the new moon coming every single month. That is moira alan hogas hakodesh baruch hu es lo'ilom. How hakodesh baruch hu, it indicates, represents how hakodesh baruch hu runs the world. The chidush of chadoshim nabakorim. And how his new things constantly occur. So therefore, when you're mevorach the chodesh, it's as though you are made al kodesh baruch hu. It's as though you're giving eidos, testimony, about the fact that kodesh baruch hu constantly renews and leads the world the whole time. And by doing that, you see the kavod Hashem. That's how we understand the pasuk of hachodesh hazeh lochem. In the pasuk of Zakeli v'anvehu, which was said by the Shiur, where Kali Yisrael saw the nisan that happened to Kriyas Yamsuf, the Chazal tell us a very similar drosha over there as well. They saw the Kvod Hashem. So the pasuk, the Gemara is linking up the two psukim, Zakeli v'anvehu and Achodesh Hazeh Lochem, in the same way that by Kriyas Yamsuf they saw the glory of Kodesh Baruch Hu, how Kodesh Baruch Hu was intervening and stepping in a miraculous form, so too when we see the Chodesh Hazeh Lochem every single month, we look at the moon and we see the moon gets bigger and smaller and we see that things are not just Olam Keherik, it's not going up, going continuously just like that. What we're seeing is a renewed intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single month, and that itself reminds us of the general Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the idea of HaKadosh HaZeh Lochem being compared to Zeh Keli V'Anveihu. So why is it that we do Kiddush Levona? What's behind it? So I saw the Aruch HaShulchan. Firstly, Aruch HaShulchan says that, of course, there are definitely Soidus Gedolos HaPi Kabbalah, definitely Kabbalistic reasons, deep Kabbalistic mystical reasons why it is that we do Kiddush Levona. It's related to the fact that the moon was originally the same size as the sun, and then the moon complained, and the moon was made smaller, which the Mefarshim say is one of the hardest Maimari Chazal to understand, so we're not going to go into that. So Api Kabbalah, there are definitely reasons. The Rosh Hashulchan says, Uba Poshet, the simple understanding is, what's the reason why Mevorach on the Levona more than any other stars? There's billions of stars out there. Why Dafka the Levona? And in fact he says it's probably smaller than all the other stars. So he says, because of the fact that it's nearer to Earth than anything else, any other stars. We see almost tangibly the Gedula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single night we can see it. From the fact that it goes around the world, we understand a little bit about astronomy and these things. The fact that the moon goes round and we see this change all the time. The Yisrael Hamoinim Alavona and Klal Yisrael who are count their calendar according to the Levona, not according to the sun. Nimshu Levona, we are compared to the Levona. Why are we compared to the Levona? Kesheim Shalavona Ein Lo Oyer Miatz Musa. In the same way that the Levona doesn't have any light of its own, its own intrinsic light. Where did the light of the Levona come from? It reflects it from the sun. Rak Toyameya Shemesh. It just reflects the light of the sun. Kein Yisrael Ein Lahem Shum Oyer Zuros Oyer Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Hazayrech Lonu Bemtzoyes HaTorah HaKadoshah. And so too, Klal Yisrael do not have any oil of our own. We're not intrinsically have oil, but we reflect the light of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How was that light communicated to us? Through the Torah HaKadosh. So since the two points really he's saying, firstly we see the again this idea of the Hanahog of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kudula of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world continuously all the time, every single night, and secondly because we are compared to the Levona, in the same way the Levona doesn't have light of its own, it reflects the light of the sun, so do Klal Yisrael don't have light of their own, but we reflect the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, communicated to us through the Torah HaKadosh. And this is the idea behind what it says in the Gemara, Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Hashchino. That's what we say, when we say Kiddush Levona, it's Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Hashchino. And the Mishabura brings in the Bia Halacha. What does it mean, lehakbul, or lekabul, there's two different versions, to greet the Pnei Hashchina. It says, the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu she'alidei halevona v'shari tzva ha-shamayim, through levona, and the other heavenly being bodies, she'oimrim, tomid, she'ashoimim tomid es tafkido, they keep their tafkid, they keep their jobs the whole time, they don't change, they don't get up one day, or go to sleep one day and see the levona doing something a bit different. Right? This time it's meant to be in a different part of the sky. You don't see it. It keeps to its job. What does that show us? So on the Rayim Gudros HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a system which keeps, and if there'd be one tiny change to the system, everything would go complete havoc, and completely haywire, completely chaotic. Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the system in place, and we see that b'chush every single night. That's Mare Lonu Gudros HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the understanding, the background, why it is that we're doing Kiddush Levona. So let's go through some basic dinim that we're all probably familiar with, but if we understand the background behind them, of Kiddush Levona, we'll understand what we're doing. So there's actually only one din which is explicit in the Gemara, which relates to Kiddush Levona, besides making the bracha of Kiddush Levona itself, which is to stand up. To stand up when you're saying Kiddush Levona. So only one explicit din in the Gemara. And it's said in the name of Abaya, and we actually say it when we say the Seder Kiddush Levona. Hilkach Sorech Lemimrinhu, the different versions there, exactly what the Lashon is, Mu'umut, right? But it's very interesting that it's the only halacha that's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring that halacha. The Ramah brings that halacha, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. And in fact, even the Ramah brings it only in brackets. Where the Shulchan Aruch says, that Shulchan Aruch says in Simatov Chof Vov Seiv Base the Mechaber says V'toile Einov, a person looks at the Levona, which we'll talk more about in a minute, V'miyashe Raglov, he puts his feet straight together U'muvorich, and he makes the Brocha, and there in brackets says the Ramah Mu'umud, standing up. So sort of agav, he sort of throws it in has to be said standing up. But it's in fact only the only thing which is explicit in the Gemara. We'll talk maybe if we have time a little bit more about that afterwards. The next halacha that we find. What is the time when you say Kiddush Levana? When do we say Kiddush Levana? What's the earliest? There's two questions. When is the optimum time? And when is the earliest time? So when is the earliest time?
3 days.
3 days? Any more offers?
Seven.
From the Moilat? Right, so it's a big, very big machloikis. Like the same machloikis we're having here is a very big machloikis in the Rishonim already. When it is that you... When's the earliest time? The Mishaburah even brings down the shit of the hold, you can make it on the first day. Most poskim hold you can make it after 3 days. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down a shitta and seems to paskin like that, that it should only be made after 7 days.
Third day from the Moilad?
Yeah, from the Moilad. From the Moilad. And the Shulchan Aruch explain why it goes from the Moilad. It's complicated, so I'm not going to go into that whole cheshbon. It's a sheer b'fnei atzmoi. But there's three basic shittas when you can start saying it from the first day, 3 days in, and 7 days. The Shulchan Aruch only brings the shitta of 7 days. The Mishaburah and most poskim argue on that, and they say that it can be made after 3 days, especially in countries where it's likely to be made to be cloudy, and you may miss the opportunity. Then the Bach and the Gaon, they say, Chaperein, if you can do it earlier, you can do it earlier. So there are people who have a strong minig, only to do it after 7 days, so we're not talking about that. I'm talking purely after halacha. 3 days is definitely okay, and possibly even after 1 day. But I don't think the minig is to accept that the shit of 1 day, even though the Mishnah Shartim brings it in Mishnah Berurah.
Third night, or the fourth, after three full nights.
Okay, it's complicated, so I'm just giving the outline of that point. Okay, it's 1, 3, and 7. Now, we also know that we are fairly makbid to try and do it on Motzei Shabbos. Why are we fairly makbid to do it on Motzei Shabbos? So again, the Shulchan Aruch brings down... Okay, that's already the deeper reason. That's right. The simple reason that's given in Shulchan Aruch is because the person is mevusam at that time. What does mevusam mean? So the Shulchan Aruch says you should do it only... So we'll take the general understanding of mavusim when a person is scented or whatever it is, or clean or whatever it is. A person is the god of noim. The idea is that you are presenting yourself in a suitable manner to be mekabel pnei hashchina. Since it's kabbalah pnei hashchina. So therefore, if a person is wearing his weekday clothes, etc., it's not the best way to be covered with the Shechina. So when a person is mevusim, ubegod of noim, as he is on Matzei Shabbos, so that is the best way to do it. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch that the Ramah actually brings, that if you do happen to be saying Kiddush Levana on a weekday night, one should put on begodim noim. The Mishaburah says the minig is not like that. There is a shit
tonight. Why can't it be Friday night?
Oh, so we'll get there. Why can't it be Friday night? And let's ask a different question. How do you know it can't be Friday night? Maybe it can be Friday night. Okay, so we'll get that. So although the Shulchan Aruch says that one should ideally try and make it on Motzei Shabbos, the Ramah qualifies this, and the Ramah says that's only if Leil Motzei Shabbos is Koidem Yud B'Chodesh, it's before the 10th of the month. But if Leil Motzei Shabbos would already be after the 10th of the month, so you haven't gotten very much leeway. You've only got a few days until the middle of the month, which is the latest time. So then you shouldn't delay it till Motzei Shabbos, or you should do it before Motzei Shabbos. And that's how the Ramah paskens. Now, when a person is saying Kiddush Levana, how do they have to be positioned? So I've seen very recently, and this didn't used to happen, but very recently you see a lot of people turning their back to the Levana. They look at the Levana, say the Brocha, and they look at the Levana, they turn their back to the Levana, or turn in a completely different direction, and say Kiddush Levana. Where does it say this? Mizrach. So these are the reasons that are given. But to the best of my knowledge, I couldn't find such a thing anywhere. And in fact, it seems to be the opposite of what the halacha requires. So let's go through it. The Lashon of Masechta Sofrim, which is quoted in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, is Toile Einov Umiyasher Raglov Umavorech. A person is Toile Einov, he literally hangs his eyes, that means he looks at the Levona, Umiyasher Raglov Umavorech, he straightens up his feet, and he's Mavorech. And we said before, brackets, Mu'umud, standing up. So the Mishabura, again, when I say Mishabura, I'm just saying the earlier poskim that he's quoting. It didn't originate with the Mishabura. The Mishabura says, it brings a number of different poskim concerning the Toile Einov. A person places his eyes on the moon. Mishabura says, as if gotten Yud Gimel, Kosav Mishira Knesses HaGadoyla. The Mishira Knesses HaGadoyla writes, the Mashma Lichoyra, the Ad Gemar Kol HaSeda Toile Einov Bo. That until the end of Gemara Kol HaSeda, that means not only the Brocha of Kiddush Levona, but the entire Seda of Kiddush Levona, if you know it off by heart, right? Or if you don't know it off by heart, but you're focused in that direction, that's how a person should say Kiddush Levona. So that's, according to that opinion, it's clear you're not turning your back away from the Levona. You're looking towards the Levona. And in fact, according to this opinion, you're looking at the Levona through the entire Seda Kiddush Levona. V'chein nohog alma, and that is the minute. So he records that the minig was to face the Levona and look at the Levona the whole time. Aval Shoma Mishem Sefer Charedim, he heard in the name of the Sefer Charedim, Shehichmir Bezem Ma'oid Milihistachel B'Levona. He was very machmir about looking at the Levona. V'loi Hitil Yistachel Bo Elo Ad Shisayim HaBrocha. He was only matir to be mistachel until you finished the Brocha. But what does that mean? It means you are looking at it throughout the entire bracha. You are looking at it throughout the entire bracha. You just mustn't do it more than that. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings the Mogen Avraham, quoting the Shlo, who says, "Hichmir oid yoise da'afidu b'shas ha'brocha ein loy lihistakel bo." Even at the time of making the bracha, you shouldn't look at it. Elo roya oisa pam achas. You should see it one time. Kishiyirtz levorich va'achakach lihistakel bo. Right, so you should look at it and make the bracha. But it doesn't say that one should turn aside, and definitely doesn't say one should turn one's back. And it would seem to be wrong, because since the whole idea of Kiddush Levona is Mekabel Pnei Shechina, meaning what? Chas v'Shalom, we're not saying the Levona is the Shechina, Chas v'Shalom, but we're saying that through looking at the Levona, that is Mare Lonu, the Kvoid Hashem, and the Hanhogas Hashem, that is what is enabling us to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. So it would seem a little bit strange to turn our back on it. Okay? I haven't seen this anywhere explicitly. But it's clear from the three shittas that brought here, not one single one of them says one should turn away or turn one's back. The maximum, the most stringent opinion is not to look at it during the time of the bracha. Just to look at it before and then look down at your siddur. But it doesn't say one should turn away. So if anyone has further information about that, this very common thing that I won't call it a minhag, because I don't think it is a minhag. That's where the
light comes from.
Right.
If you turn your back, you can see it.
Perhaps. Yeah, I don't know. If anyone has any further information about that, I'd like to know.
The lamp off the street. It's the lamp off the street. It's not for the other one.
Now, should one do it with a minyan? Does it have to be done with a minyan? So the Bialocha brings down the Pre-Chodosh that it can even be done alone. The Chadchila is better, Barov on.
Does that explain why in the Sigur
Leino afterwards can go to the cut? No, it doesn't. I'll get to Aino in a second, right? It might be, but not from what I saw. The Chadchila should be done Barov on, which is, like any mitzvah, it's better if it's done in front of with more people together. It's a more Kvod Hashem, especially when this mitzvah, the whole Indian of the mitzvah is Kvod Hashem. But the Chayyadam says that three people is already Baroivan. It's considered to be a multitude of people in front of three people. So it's actually sufficient. But if one can't do it, or one has missed the time of the minyan, and you go outside your house and you suddenly see the Levona, then you can definitely do it by yourself. It should be done l'chatchila outdoors, l'chatchila tachas, not tachas hagag, says the Ramah, not underneath the roof. Again, because it's not kvoid hashchina to be doing it under the roof, it's much better to go out to be mekabel pnei hashchina. There are other reasons given as well. Now, we asked before about doing it on Shabbos. Can you do Kiddush Levona on Leil Shabbos on Friday night, or Leil Yom Tov for that matter? So the answer is yes, you can. You can actually do it. Halach l'maisa, you can. If it is the last night, right? Where do we get that sort of compromise from? So the Ramah brings that one shouldn't do it on Leil Yom Tov, even if it falls on a Motzei Shabbos. This is only going to be likely on Shavuos, but could occur even on Sukkot as well. It could occur. It's unlikely, but it could occur. The Ramah says one shouldn't really do it. Many reasons are given up in Kabbalah for it. One reason that's brought in the Maharil. Maharil said an interesting thing. We're familiar with the concept of Techumin. Yeah? One shouldn't go outside the Techum on Shabbos. Maharil says, Kishem sheyesh Techumim lemata, kach yesh Techumim lemala. In the same way there are Techumim down here, there's also Techumim lemala. And if a person goes out to greet the Shechina, so to speak, it's as though he's going b'machshava out of his Techum, out of his domain, to greet the Shechina. Now, what that means, I don't know. There was a Tshuvas HaBach, which I managed to get hold of, who discusses this. And what he says is, it's just a kepeda, it's just a lechat chila, it's not a requirement. The Maharil himself brings down from his own Rebbe that he wasn't makbid about this, and therefore it is mutter to do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. But because there is a bit of a machlokes about it, the hachra in halacha is, avoid doing it on Leil Shabbos. For any of these different reasons, up your kabbalah, or whatever the reasons are over here. But if one is up to the last night and one hasn't got, won't have the opportunity afterwards, then one can do it on Leil Shabbos or on Leil Yom Tov. Now, to finish off with an interesting shtickle from Moshe Feinstein. So I mentioned before that the only explicit halacha in the Gemara is saying Kiddush Levana Mu'umud, standing up. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. Only the Ramah brings it in brackets. So one of the Talmidim of Rav Moshe, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, who today is a Posek in his own right, in America, he asked a Shaila to Rav Moshe many, many, many years ago. And he said, I don't understand. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramah brings this thing of saying it standing up, in brackets, in the Shulchan Aruch always tells you the source of where the Ramah comes from. What does it say there? What would you expect it to say? Mu'umad? Abai, in the Gemara, what does it say? Tor. He quotes the Tor. So the question is, why does he quote the Tor? Why is the Tor, although it's mentioned in the Tor, why is the Tor the source of this halacha of saying Kiddush Levana Mu'umad, when the Gemara itself says it explicitly? That's one kasha. And the second kasha is, why was it only the Ramah who paskened this halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it? So, Rav Moshe is Medayik. He deduces in the Rambam and the Tor. There's actually a machlokes Rambam and Tor about this requirement of saying Kiddush Levana Mu'umad. He says, if you look in the Rambam, he seems to divide the din of Kiddush Levana into two, a lechatchila and a bidyeved. Lechatchila, says the Rambam, like this, "Tzorich levorich bracha zu mu'umad." A person has to make this bracha when he's standing up. "Shekol ha'mevorich al ha'chodesh bizmanoi ki'ilu hikbul p'nei hashchina." Anybody who makes the bracha on ha'chodesh bizmanoi is ki'ilu is makalba p'nei hashchina. That's number one in the Rambam. Afterwards, says the Rambam, "Im loy birich b'leil harishoin mevorich alea ates zayin yoyim b'chodesh." If you didn't make the bracha on the first day, then you can't make the bracha until yoyim tes zayin. And we're not going into whether it's how many chalokim and everything, or the whole day. We're not going into that. But the Rambam seems to divide the halacha into two situations. A person who is mevorech al ha'chodesh bizmanoi is ki'ilu he's mekabel p'nei shechina, and therefore he has to say it standing up. And then if you didn't say it on the first day, says the Rambam, you've got until the middle of the month to say it. And there the Rambam doesn't say anything about standing up. Says Rav Moshe, the Rambam held that the din of standing up only applies when you are mevorech b'chidusha bizmanoi right at the beginning of the month. That's where the din of standing up occurs. Why? Applies. Because that's when you're mekabel p'nei shechina. If you do it at the optimum time, that's when you're mekabel p'nei shechina. After that, you can still be mekayim this mitzvah, but it's not like you're being mekabel p'nei shechina, and since it's not like being mekabel p'nei shechina, therefore you don't have to stand up. Okay, you might ask, well, why is it not being mekabel p'nei shechina? He doesn't explain that, right? But it seems to be the greatest kabbalas p'nei shechina is at the first point of the month when you see the chiddush of the levana itself. That's when you see in the most manifest way this chiddush of a kodesh baruch is mechadish the world. And therefore, it only applies on the first day, and that's where the din of standing up occurs. But when you make Kiddush Lubana any other day, that's not, says Rav Moshe, Mekal Panish Chinah, according to the Rambam, and therefore there's no din of standing up. Says Rav Moshe, and he's Medayik, that's in the Gemara, because the source of this is a person, it says, Mevarech Al Chedish Bizmanoi. And the Zman is the optimum Zman. That is the opinion of the Rambam, says Rav Moshe. Now the Mechaber, says Rav Moshe, paskened very often like the Rambam. And that's why the Rambam, why the Mechaber doesn't bring the halacha of standing up. What do I mean? Because he learned that this idea that the optimum mitzvah is saying it on the first day is only when you know really the beginning of the month. When they knew the beginning of the Chodesh, they knew exactly when the beginning of the Chodesh was, and you knew the exact time. So then you could be Mekayim the Din in its best form. And that's when you're Mekabel Pnei Shechina, and that's when you have to stand up. Nowadays we don't know, the average person doesn't know exactly when the beginning of the month is, and therefore we don't do that. Therefore, the Mechaber opted for a different shitta, which Pi Kabbalah, which said it's the best time to make Kiddush Levana is after 7 days. As we mentioned before, the Mechaber brings the opinion you should make Kiddush Levana only after 7 days. So the question is, why after 7 days? That's not the beginning of the month. That's not Roya B'chidusha. So the reason is because really the Mechaber agreed that to make it the beginning of the month is the best time. We don't know exactly when the beginning of the month is, and therefore we'll go for the other shitta, which of 7 days, when the Oyer Halavona is very clear, so which is another reason to have to make it, so another reason to argue why you should make it at that time. And therefore, Mechaber didn't bring the din of standing up, because he held that the Rambam, who held that the din of standing up is only on the first day, and since we don't do it on the first day anyway, and we do it on the seventh day, so the whole din of Mu'umma doesn't apply, according to the Mechaber in the Rambam. But the Tor argued on that. The Tor held there was no such division between the first day and the other days. It's not like Haroya B'chidusha is the first day and everything else is to the other. No, there's one din, you have to say Kiddush Levana. You have half the month to say it. There's no Lechat Chila and no B'di'evet. And therefore, the din of Mu'umud, which the Gemara mentions, applies whenever you say Kiddush Levana. There's no distinction between the beginning of the month and after that. So therefore, the Ramah brought the halacha of Mu'umud, and in the brackets it writes, what's the source for that? The Tur, not the Gemara. Why? Even though the Gemara mentions the din of Mu'umud, you could have learnt like the Rambam. Since you could have learnt like the Rambam, that the din of Mu'umud only applies on the first day, and not on the other days, so therefore, it's not an explicit riot to say that just because the Gemara says a din of Mu'umud, therefore we always have to do it Mu'umud. The Gemara might be talking, if you learn like the Rambam, like the first on the first day, not the other days. So therefore the Ramah, although he didn't learn like the Rambam, and he held that there's no difference between the first day and the other days, could not quote as a source for the din of Mu'umud, of standing up. He couldn't quote a source of the Gemara, because the Gemara could be learned differently. The Gemara could be learned like the Rambam. So therefore, he quoted the Tur, because the Tur Shitta is not like the Rambam. The Tur Shitta is that there is always a din of Mu'umud, whether it's the first day or any other day. So that is the reason, says Rav Moshe, why in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't bring the din, and in the Ramah it does bring the din, and the Ramah quotes the source of this din as being the Tur. So this is perhaps an outline of Hilchus Kiddush Levana, two things in my mind, right? Kirkas Levana, and the background behind it. Just to finish off, we've got half a minute. To go through the Nusach, it would be very important to go through the Nusach of Kiddush Levana, right? We're talking all around the Indian of Kiddush Levana, but perhaps we should stop for a second and look at the Nusach of Kiddush Levana. So we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, etc. Asher v'ma'amoroi boro shechokim. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maima, with His word, He created the shechokim, the heavens. V'ruach piv kol tzvom. And with the wind of His mouth, kol tzvom, all the heavenly legions. Choyk uzman nosan lehem. So He put a clearly defined time and seder for all of them. Shelo yishanu es tafkido, that they shouldn't change their jobs. They shouldn't go away from what they're meant to be doing. Sosim usmeichim lasu esutzei koino. These heavenly beings, the heavenly bodies, the celestial bodies, are sosim usmeichim, happy to do the rotzen of the one who created them. Payale emes shepu losan emes. They are payale emes, literally like truthful workers, reliable workers. MS. What they do is MS, because they're sticking to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. By the way, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim what you're meant to say here. Whether it's clearly MS, Shepu Lasson MS, and it goes on the sun and the moon, etc. Or is it Payal MS? And it was referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Baruch Hu is a Payal MS. So I'm going to say Payali MS, Shepu Lasson MS. Balavona Omar should ischadesh ateres tifres lamusi boten. And he said to the Levona that it should renew itself. And this is a kind of a role model, so to speak, to the Klal Yisrael, who are also going to be mischadish like the Levona. Like the Levona, I think, waxes and wanes, it gets bigger and smaller. So the Klal Yisrael go through times where there's difficult times and there's harder times, and in the end is an assurance we are going to lehischadish kumoisa, like the moon. And to glorify Kodesh Baruch Hu, to attribute splendor to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem Kvod Malchusoi, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechadish Chodoshim. Blessed are you, Hashem, Mechadish Chodoshim is Mechadish L'Chodesh. That is the idea behind Kiddush Levana.